Fairbanks green energy maverick Bernie Carl has achieved another breakthrough. Carl, who pioneered the world's first low-temperature geothermal power plant with United Technologies at his Chena Hot Springs resort, has adapted the technology to a portable unit. KUAC's Dan Bross reports.
The generator was on display this week during a statewide geothermal energy conference at Chena Hot Springs Resort. The trailerable power plant is designed to generate electricity using warm water that comes to the surface with crude oil production. Hot Springs owner and clean energy developer Bernie Carl described the prototype, which is being prepared for shipment to Quantum Resources in Jay, Florida.
It's the same type of ORC that we have inside, organic Rankine cycle, comes from United Technologies. Now, we've modified it so that, first of all, it's portable. It's not over height. It's not overweight. And what's significant about it is that we're going to take oil and gas right from the oil field in Jay, Florida. Now, the oil, it's 95% water, 5% oil at 180 degrees. From the time we get on site until the time we're hooked up, running 1 hour.
Carl says he wanted to demonstrate the generator at an Alaska oil field, but could not work out a deal with in-state producers. He says they remain interested in the project, as do a number of other entities around the state and world. He plans to manufacture the portable geothermal generators locally and sell them for around $600,000, a cost he says can be recovered quickly with power generation savings. Alaska Center for Energy and Power Director Gwen Holdman, an engineer who worked on the original geothermal power plant at Chena Hot Springs, says the technology has broad applicability anywhere there's waste heat, including conventional power plants. Holdman says the generators use basic refrigeration technology backwards.
So instead of having electric power going in and you're creating hot and cold, you start with the hot and cold and then you're using that to create the electric power. So the refrigeration system's running in reverse. We're good at refrigeration in this country. We've been doing it for a very long time. And just modifying that equipment for power generation is really the step that's being taken now.
Southern Methodist University Geothermal Research Laboratory Coordinator Maria Richards says it makes sense to work with oil companies because they've already taken the most expensive step in geothermal development, drilling wells. Richard says Alaska oil fields are well positioned to take advantage of geothermal energy.
If you look at the fact that most of the oil and gas is either on the North Slope or in the, you know, Cook Inlet, close enough that you could be using that for your population centers with transmission lines from there.
Richard says power generation isn't the only option, noting that space heating and cooling are proven applications. Richard says rising fossil fuel prices and environmental concerns are driving innovation and development of what has been a fringe technology. Bernie Carl says he's aiming big with his next geothermal project.
We're drilling a deep hole here, 3,000 feet starting next week. Once the results are in that, I think you'll see a new 1 megawatt generator being developed with United Technologies. It'll be running right here in this power plant. I think you'll see 10 of them by the end of next year. And I think all that power will be going to Eielson Air Force Base.
Carl says he hopes to work a deal to sell power to Eielson by way of a transmission line run from Chena Hot Springs to the Air Force Base near North Pole. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.